You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. Tis me, Troy Mahihu.
And his co-host, Kelly Williams.
Today's episode is going to be random, fun, sad, funny, all the things. It's been a long time coming. We've teased this for, I think since we started recording, we've been talking about them sort of passively. But we're talking about the Simpson family today, and not the Simpson family from the Fox, the longest running cartoon on television, the Simpson family that gave us Autobiography and In the Skin.
In the Skin. I was like, don't you dare forget In the Skin.
I would never.
So were you like a day one Jessica and Ashley stan?
Actually, no, I was not a Jessica stan. Like, I think I barely really paid attention to her at all until I'd say probably until Newlyweds, to be honest. I was not a fan of her music. Mm-hmm. She just wasn't somebody that like was in my orbit because I cared about Britney so much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But Ashley was like, I mean, she's my ride or die. I'm hardcore Ashley, day one.
Me too. I loved Ashley when she was on Seventh Heaven.
Yes.
And I think that was just before her singing career.
Yep, when she was still dancing.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I saw she was coming, or her show, I guess, which if you guys don't know, Joe Simpson, I feel like they call him like Papa Joe, or like, maybe I'm thinking of Papa Lou. I don't know.
No, Papa Joe. Yeah.
Yeah. They call him Papa Joe, and he skeeves me out. Mm-hmm. You know, something about him rubs me the wrong way, but he gave us Newlyweds and he gave us Ashley Simpson. So if you guys don't know, the reason why Ashley Simpson had a show was because Joe basically said, your album isn't going to sell. We need to make people like you in order to buy the album. Mm-hmm. Which worked.
It's genius. I mean, it's when that show came out, it was still so early into people creating like careers, mm-hmm, from having a reality show about them wanting a career. Like, that was like a really new thing. Yeah. And at the time, I would say Ashley was the best to ever do it. Like, at that time, she had like a platinum multi-million record selling album just simply based on people connecting to her on that show.
Yeah, it's like Brooke knows best, Brooke Hogan knows best, or the Ashley Simpson show.
Exactly. And then the album just so happened to be a no skips album. It just so happened to be really fucking good.
Troy loves Ashley Simpson.
No, it's like sick. Honestly, I may edit this out. I'm not even kidding. It's like, it's honestly dark. I'm more of a fan than her than Joe.
So, fun fact about me, I have met both Simpson sisters.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
I have. I met Jessica. She was at Dillard's in Nashville. And this was, I guess, before everybody knew of her like pill problem and her drink, like, it's before we knew about the true darkness that was happening in her life. Mm. And I just remember her looking at me and I felt like she was looking through me. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, and she was signing a picture and she's like, what's your name? I'm like, Kelly, but it's spelt with an I. And she looks at me and she goes, that's different and pretty. And I was like, thank you.
You're different and pretty. Bye-bye.
And then I met. Yeah. Right. And then when I met Ashley, I saw her and Evan on tour, and my friend got me like a backstage pass to go see Ashley. I like rehearsed it in my head what I was going to say to her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you so much for giving me so many lyrics for my AIM away messages.
Did she love that?
She laughed so hard. And then Evan, who's like the cutest little thing I've ever seen, he's like, wait, repeat that. Why was that so funny?
Oh my God.
The Ross cats think I'm funny.
You're like, wait, repeat my little bit? Okay.
Yeah. You want to hear my joke again? Okay.
You like pull a microphone out of the purse and tap, tap.
Yeah. But no, I wanted to share that experience with people. I know these amazing people on a personal deep level, obviously.
Yes, you are friendly with the Simpson family. So what was your relationship to like Newlyweds versus the Ashley Simpson show, or both?
I loved the Newlyweds because I had a sick crush on Nick Lachey.
Okay.
I thought he was so hot and so underrated. And I was like, finally, my man is getting some like spotlight. Cause I was also like a 98 Degrees stan.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees in O-Town. Those three were like on rotation, but I liked it. I remember I would get annoyed with Jessica, as did Nick. And then when Ashley Simpson show came out, I was just like obsessed immediately. It was one of those, do I have a crush on her? Or do I want to be her moments?
Sure. We've all been there.
For sure. And I think it's both.
Right. It always is both. Yeah. Yeah, I loved Newlyweds. I was a real big Newlyweds fan. And I really loved, like, I don't know. I found like a really intense, I think I loved it a lot because I didn't care about Jessica. And Newlyweds was me sort of realizing that I actually really liked her a lot. Mm-hmm. And it made me really invested in the show. Nick used to drive me fucking nuts. I thought he was, at the time I was like, he's not fun. He's a curmudgeon. But it's like, now looking back as like a 30 something year old adult man, I'm like, if my wife was pretending to not know really dumb shit all day, because it's like a bit that has created like a space for her in the zeitgeist, like that would be a weird thing to have to deal with. But I still look at him and think that he was just like, you know, just such an asshole.
There was such a big age difference between them too. So guys, let's talk about Newlyweds a little bit, because Troy knows some stuff about Newlyweds. I looked some stuff up. I didn't realize that they were on and off for 3 years, and they got back together because of 9/11. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got back together because of 9/11, and they were married from 2002 and officially divorced in 2006. I didn't even think they were together that long.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think these basically kids. I mean, like, they're so young. Mm-hmm. Or at least Jessica was so
like 22 young. Or 23, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, they get married. Joe is basically the third in the relationship, right? Like, he's in their marriage.
And can we just talk about something, just like to kind of backtrack to the marriage? Mm-hmm. Everyone knew Jessica was a virgin.
And believed it. Like, that was the thing about Jessica, was like, they didn't believe Brittany was, but people really believed with their entire heart that Jessica was, and it was true.
And even I remember tabloids being like, Nick and Jessica are married, she's having sex.
Yeah, like, she's finally gonna be, you know, she's gonna get fucked now, everybody's fantasy. But then the crazy thing is, like, these kids get married and they invite a fucking film crew into their home the first day of them living together. And they didn't even know, I mean, they barely knew each other, really. Like, their relationship became a sitcom, like, immediately. Yeah. It's crazy.
Now, can you talk about what was caught on the hidden cameras? Because, guys, MTV put cameras in every nook and cranny of their house and did not tell them.
Mm-hmm. Bedrooms, closets, bathrooms, you know, corner cameras in the ceiling, like, full Big Brother style. Mm-hmm. And they, so what people allege is that there was footage of them cheating, because they both cheated on each other. And it's, I mean, it's not really alleged anymore. It's pretty common knowledge that they both cheated. So allegedly MTV caught footage of them cheating on each other in the house. Apparently MTV had footage of them having sex, obviously, because they had cameras in their bedroom. Mm-hmm. So naturally, they filmed a bunch of sex tapes and didn't tell them.
Ugh.
And yeah, and like, Joe had to like put his foot down and be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, who knew that you were filming us 24 hours a day?
It's not the real world.
Right. Like, what? And yeah, so of course, there's like all this crazy rumor on the internet, especially back in the day, of like, where did this footage end up? And did MTV destroy it? They would never do that. Who was, you know, cheating with who? There were rumors that Nick had sex with Casey Cobb. Like, that really spiraled, you know, because it was like people trying to fill in the blanks by watching the show and like, what happened, you know?
For sure. And of course, Jessica came out with her memoir. I need to read it. I haven't read it yet. I've heard it's full of real good juicy gossip that I would love.
Listen to it on Audible. I beg you.
I will. I will. Because I need to at this point. Like,
yeah.
I know I need to. But I pulled a quote that said, she basically said, Nick had a small penis.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of blinds about Nick's penis.
Oh. Would you care to read?
If you want to go there, we can do that right now.
And just so you guys know, as always, from here on out, everything is alleged. Mm-hmm. Even if it's, you know, something you can Google, we're just going to say allegedly from here on out. Our lawyers want us to.
Nick allegedly has a micro penis. I didn't say for sure. Now listen, this is from February of 2014. There's two. It says, in a scene straight out of Seinfeld, this former B-list boy bander and A-list reality star who is now a C-list reality star and married was getting changed at a photo shoot and didn't notice the two people off to the side who had a great angle could not stop laughing at how small his equipment was. I guess we know why his A-list celebrity singer slash reality star ex was always making penis jokes about him. The stylist who saw him said it was worse than Kim Jong in The Hangover. That was from 2014. And then this one is old. This is from 05. This has been a rumor for since we were in high school. It says
16 years.
Yeah. Like, it's a long running rumor. And you know where there's smoke or whatever. They seemed like America's sweethearts. It was a shock when they broke up because it looked like they were made for each other. Career pressures and separations led to suspicions. They were both young and accused each other of cheating, but cheating wasn't the real reason they split. Actually, she was never satisfied. He wasn't well endowed and didn't realize that she didn't realize what she was missing out on until she had an affair. Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy rumors about how tiny Nick's penis is.
Now, she had an affair with Johnny Knoxville, right?
Yes.
It's so crazy that it was, I would have went with Sean William Scott, to be clear. The thing about Jessica is for a little bit after her relationship with Nick, she was with Johnny Knoxville, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Bam Margera.
Yep.
John Mayer. Ooh.
Ugh. Uh-huh.
And apparently Justin Timberlake. Like, I'm sure a Tony Romo, like, I know I'm missing people. But the fact that she went from, like, Nick Lachey, who, you know, frosted tip, sunburst mm-hmm. tattoo, mm-hmm. muscle dude, to a guy who's like, my name's Johnny Knoxville, and I'm a jackass.
Yeah, totally.
And she's right. Like, he's more of a man. I mean, I get it. I think Johnny Knoxville's, like, very hot. But yeah.
Yeah, the way that she, I don't remember every part of it, but the way that she writes about Johnny Knoxville in her book and just like the way that he made her feel seen is really interesting. Like, it's really fascinating. It was really unexpected the way mm-hmm. she wrote about their dynamic, that he just made her feel really seen and like really heard and very smart and like she was equal because she was so used to men sort of talking down to her and, you know, making her feel like she was an idiot and whatever. And he was just like very interested in what she had to say and her thoughts about the world or whatever. Also in comparison to John Mayer, who was like mentally abusive to her and made her feel like she was an idiot all the time. You know, it's mm-hmm. weird. Like, you don't think that that would be like the dynamic between them.
For sure. So moving on from newlyweds,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about Jessica and Ashley's relationship, like okay. as sisters in general. I don't know if I will ever get over the fact that Ashley actually wrote a song called Shadow
mm-hmm.
about how she felt having a sister that was Jessica.
Right. And like the way that we interpreted that as like a joke, that she wrote a song about her parents abandoning her to make her sister like a pop star.
For sure. I remember when I first started Laguna Beach, I made one of my captions, and I feel bad now, like looking back 4 years later, with Brianna, Conrad, and Lauren. And I was like living in the shadow of someone else's dream. And then I'm like, that's actually really fucked up.
Crazy fucked up. Especially when you consider that it was like, well, and if I'm gonna be seen and if I'm gonna like be parented, mm-hmm. I guess I'd better dance back up for Jessica so that I'm not like by myself at home.
Yeah.
I mean, what other option do I have besides being a backup dancer for my sister who our whole family revolves around?
Now, over the years, I feel like there have been, I wasn't able to find like specific blinds or anything, but just rumors about how there has always been tension between the two of them. It's never been like a natural relationship.
Right. Yeah, it's always been like competitive, and it's weird because the family is a business family. Like they're a showbiz family and they've made their lives their way to make money at times. Like it's very odd. And they've had, you know, when you think about how weird it must be that like they started off with Jessica being like the biggest, most important member of the family. And then Ashley became really successful and had an album that actually did better than her sister's, which was like probably fucking nuts, such mm-hmm. a disruptor. So then Ashley has this crazy SNL thing happen, is like a laughingstock in the world. Jessica tries to release music for a long time after Newlyweds, and none of it does well, to the point that like it was really, I mean, she had like bargain bin albums. Mm-hmm. I mean, the journey of their careers is just so weird.
And Jessica's now like a billionaire because of her clothing and shoe company.
Right. And Ashley can't get, I mean, Ashley's doing Applebee's sponsors on her Instagram. Yeah.
Did you watch her E! Show at all? It was after like, I loved it. And
I
like,
did too.
I think the thing about Ashley, as every brunette gal knows, she was relatable because she dyed her hair.
Mm-hmm.
If she did not dye her hair, she wouldn't have been relatable.
I know. And, you know, it's just like she had like a, I think that Jessica is very entertaining. I think she's hilarious. I think that Jessica was like obviously meant to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when you compare the two, I think Ashley had a real magnetism that yes. Jessica didn't have. Like Ashley was magnetic and she sent young girls into a frenzy that Jessica never really did.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica had like these like flash in the pan moments of having, you know, really successful projects and things, but she didn't have the, like, I don't know. It's the Ashley's impact, I think, on young girls at her height was like, you know, it was like lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
I did find this Family Money Troubles blind from 2016. It's kind of long, but it's about kind of what we're talking about, just like the weird business of being in that family.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, you would think it would be a happy occasion, but really it has been more like the Bluth family. A huge windfall of cash has landed in the hands of a member of the family. A lot of money, more money than she would probably go through in her lifetime. Granted, if she continues recording this album at the pace she's recording it at, she might go through it on just studio time alone. She used to be A-list, but I don't think she has the passion or drive to work her way back up to the recording ladder. I think she's content with her family, her kids, and her now much smaller side gig, which is not worth much, even though she likes to pretend that it is. Meanwhile, mind you, this is from 2016. Meanwhile, Dad is running through money like a gambling addict in Vegas. How about Dad is running through money like Lindsay Lohan rifling through a wallet before the guy wakes up? That's iconic. I'm sorry. That threw me off. That is fast. Dad likes the fast life. The thing is, because of his age, no one wants to be with him unless he picks up the tab. His tabs are very pricey. Escorts and booze aren't cheap. He has his own pile of money, but would like some of the other pile. He thinks he is entitled to some of the cash, but so far has been unsuccessful. His big push for cash won't be until he officially runs out of his own. Then it could get a little nasty. The main troublemaker in all of this is another family member, a member of the family who was famous in her own right. She blew through all of her money on drugs. She used to rely on the salary from the now super rich family member. Oh, and child support. The problem is that once the business went away, so did the salary, and the child support payment is much less than it used to be back in the day. a lump sum payment doesn't last long. There are bills to pay, and she and her husband have an extravagant lifestyle, but he makes the money. The incoming cash flow comes nowhere near the outflow. They both have relied on their rich family members to make up the difference. This family member also did some recording, and it's actually pretty good. It needs work, and that costs money too. The rich family member doesn't want to pay. The two barely speak. Even though there was a recent family celebration for the super rich family member, most of the other family members blew it off. That is not the way to go. You need to kiss butt and kiss the ring. Then and only then will the super rich family member pass out cash. You could also get a job. Shocker. I mean, can you imagine the extreme, the highs and the lows of their financial situation over the since they've been famous? It's crazy.
It's so insane. This doesn't exactly go with your blind, but I found one from February 18th, 2020.
Okay.
And it's about our favorite gals.
Okay.
This former A-minus list singer, actress, slash bad actress took a lot of convincing before dropping a couple chapters from her book about the substance abuse issues of her sibling. Apparently, the sibling would have released a few stories of her own, which would have contradicted dozens of chapters of the singer slash actress. So if you guys don't know this, which I learned honestly this week, Ashley Simpson had a really bad substance abuse problem.
Yeah, she's been to rehab several times. Do you remember when we were younger, there was a video that came out of Ashley at a McDonald's?
I don't recall this McDonald's video.
So there's a video of Ashley that was scrubbed from the internet, but it used to be like, there's like a version of it that's still there, but it's, you know, 10 years old and it's blurry and it looks like it was filmed with like a Samsung Juke or whatever. But it's a video of Ashley at a McDonald's. She's wasted. She's crawling over the counter and screaming.
I do remember this.
Yeah. And she's like, do you know who I am? Yeah. And she was like, do you know who I am? And she's like making fun of how much money they make and saying stuff about how rich she is. And she was like, I could buy this whole place if I wanted to, like just being such a fucking brat. That was when I discovered that Ashley likes to party or whatever.
I do remember that. As you were telling the story, I'm like, she went up behind the counter, didn't she?
Yeah. And her friend wrapped his arms around her waist and pulled her off before she could go back there.
Yeah. I think the issue with Ashley and Jessica is they were always pitted against each other. Mm-hmm. Ashley was like the quote unquote ugly sister.
Right.
The less talented sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine that can be a hard burden to carry when you're reminded of it every fucking day.
Oh, for sure. Especially when you, and this is not a knock at, you know, Jessica's career or what she's done or what she's accomplished, but like they were such different artists.
Right.
Like Ashley, I always make the joke, but it's like not really a joke that Ashley was like, sort of a predecessor to like Taylor and the way that she was presented and her writing all her lyrics and mm-hmm. everybody thinking that they know what's going on because of the boys. And we watched her and Ryan, like it was the same kind of gig, you know. She wrote all her music, whereas Jessica was like not that girl. So it's crazy.
Yeah. And I guess to me, it's like, no shit, they don't get along.
Yeah, they're so different.
And I kind of love how Jessica's like, I'm going to talk about your drug addiction. She's like, then I'll talk about yours.
Right. Like, girl, don't do that. Don't do that.
Now, I wonder at this point, because I remember, like I said earlier, there were so many stories that these two just didn't get along. Their kids don't know, like, each other, you know, their cousins,
right.
I guess.
Right.
Do you think there's something to that?
There has to be.
Yeah.
There has to be. Their family is too fucking weird for there not to be. I'm sorry. There has to be. And it was weird before they were even like split apart, really. Like, mm-hmm. I would imagine that Joe has made a really big impact on their relationship, probably in a really negative way,
mm-hmm.
with how obsessive he is with their lives and being involved. And, you know, it's like the way that he I mean, we saw the way that he treated Jessica versus Ashley. He was obsessed with Jessica in a way that is weird and fucking creepy. And that has been confirmed by Nick. You know what I mean? It was just not the same. Like, he was just obsessed with Jessica and, like, her body and just, like, everything.
For sure. And what's their mom's name?
Tina.
She reminds me of Lynn Spears.
Me
she
too.
She always gave me Lynn Spears vibes.
They look so much alike.
They do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, would you rather dive into Ashley or Jessica first?
Let's do Jessica.
Okay, let's talk about Jessica.
Okay. I want to ask you a question about Jessica. This is like...
I'm nervous.
Okay, so have you ever heard the rumor? There was a long-standing rumor, because weirdly, there's a lot of blind items about Jessica that are like sexual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seems like Jessica is really that girl. She really likes to get down, if you will. Good for her. And there was a rumor for a really long time, and even still, that Jessica was like known in Hollywood as the girl who wouldn't have sex but would do anal. Do you know this?
I always thought it was blowjobs.
It was anal. And it followed her for years because she was like, I'm a virgin.
Oh.
I'm not having sex. Because, you know, that's a very sort of like, I went to like Christian summer camp kind of thing, where it's like, I left a virgin, but I had anal sex kind of thing, you know? And yeah, there are still so many blind items about Jessica and like her sexuality and her hookups, and obviously John Mayer calling her sexual napalm and that she's like heroin. Like, it's crazy. It just seems like Jessica is like, just like, I don't know the word. Like, she just knows what the fuck she's doing, I guess.
She will fuck you up.
She'll fuck you up. Like, Jessica's a power bottom.
I kind of love that. Because, you know, like, she plays... I wouldn't call her, like, meek or anything.
Right.
But I give... You know what? More power to her. I wish that didn't follow her around. I wish that, you know, she wasn't known as sexual napalm / heroin to John Mayer. But you know what? Good for her. Good for you, Jessica.
I'm going to read a couple of these kinky sex blinds about Jessica.
I'm excited.
This is from 2008. It says, I did know she had it in her, and I'm still trying to figure out where she learned it. Oh, I guess you would like to know who and what I'm talking about. So this breakup that you've been hearing about in the past couple of days, you know, the big one. Anyway, from what I've been told, the reason they broke up is because she was too kinky for him. Her, I know, it's unbelievable. What I guess finally drove them away was the fact, now there's like, this is from 2008. There are blind items about this that lead up until like 2020. I was fucking blown the fuck away. Anyway, what I have been told, the reason that they broke up is because she was too kinky for him. Her, I know, it's unbelievable. What I guess finally drove him away was the fact that she is a big fan of erotic I'll never be able to say this word.
Asphyxiation.
She loves having it done to her to the point of passing out. He tried it once. He freaked out. So she left because she wanted it most of the time. What I can't figure out is who taught her. I doubt she reads. So someone must have done it to her. And that was her and Bam.
Bam Margera. He's just a whole different beast at this point.
Yeah, I know. Honestly. This is another really interesting one. This is from February of 2015. It says, this former A-list singer turned reality star turned other things, turned reality star back to her other things, who still has A-plus name recognition, was at a party the other night. While there, she ran into this very drunk former playmate. The playmate proceeded to tell everyone about the time our A-lister had sex with two guys in front of a group of people at the Playboy Mansion. Our A-lister fled as quickly as possible. I love it. Like, and it's such, it's fun because it's the cliche of the preacher's daughter, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. More power to her.
Yeah, I'm into it. She was fucking hot. She was gorgeous. And
Jessica Simpson was super fucking hot. Or still is. I still think she's beautiful. Like, I'm not trying to say.
Oh, for sure.
You know, but in her Daisy Dukes, like Dukes of Hazzard, like.
Oh my God.
So hot.
Beyond. She was gorgeous and young and her career was booming. Like, I love that she was just like, I'm going to fuck everybody and everything. And I'm going to fuck them where I want.
What was the story with Bam? I remember reading this in like Us Weekly billions of years ago that she got up to go pee after sex and he texted all of his friends to be like, I just had sex with Jessica Simpson. And we were supposed to be like, ew, Jessica Simpson's the worst. Fuck you, Bam.
I know. Are you kidding? Him?
When I read that, I was like, oh my God, Jessica's like such a little slut. And like, obviously I was like 11 or 12 or however old I was.
Right.
But like rereading that article recently, I was like, that's so skeevy of Bam to be like, oh, she's peeing.
Right. And like, how lucky for you, sir, for you.
You're welcome, Bam.
Oh my God. Ugh. Like, okay. So let's talk about, can we talk about John Mayer for a second?
Yeah. Let's talk some shit.
Okay. Okay. So have you always hated John Mayer?
I have always hated John Mayer. This is not like because I'm a Swiftie. This is because I'm a woman.
Okay. Yes. I was never a John Mayer head. I never understood it. I think that he's like talented, you know, yeah. Undeniable, right?
He has some like really good songs, like Slow Dancing in a Burning Room is such a good song.
Mm-hmm.
But I am someone who can, you know, I can see his talent, like some music, but not like him.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I definitely went through a phase in high school thinking he was like hot or whatever. I was like, oh, he's beautiful.
I never saw it.
I get it. He looks like a guy that will work at American Eagle.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
I know that basically he came out before like Gossip Girl, mm-hmm. but when I say this, I feel like people understand it. He gives me Dan Humphrey vibes, and Dan Humphrey never did shit for me other than like tell me I'm stupid.
Okay. he's like a guy that you would hook up with and then look over the next day and be like, oh God.
I think he would call me stupid before I could even like attempt to hook up with him. He'd be like, oh, you're such a dumb bitch. And I'd be like, what?
No, he would. He would ask you some question that he knows you don't know the answer to on purpose just to tell you that you're dumb.
He'd be like, oh, what's your favorite Fish song? And I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Like, oh, so you're uncultured swine.
Right.
Want to do anal? Such an asshole. So I found some blind items about John Mayer's, like, his weird sexual shit with Jessica that I want to read.
Mm-hmm.
And they tie into the story that Perez Hilton basically confirmed that when John Mayer made out with him, he talked to Jessica and John about the fact that John makes women that he hooks up with watch gay porn. And Jessica was just, like, so over it. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm so sick of watching gay porn during sex. Like, I don't want to do it anymore, but he can't, you know, we can't have sex without it kind of thing. So these,
I'm ready.
Okay. These sort of tie to this. There's a couple, there's two really short ones that are one sentence. And then there's like a pretty long one. And these are really old. It says, which shaggy haired rocker with a perky pop star girlfriend has the nightclub circuit buzzing that he's been taking guys home with him late at night. And this is like when they first started dating.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, hot pillow talk. Guess who? Which blonde broke up with her musician beau because he likes to watch guy on guy porn while they make love. And it's not the first time a woman has complained about it. That was before Perez's story even. And then this last one. Okay, it says, break out your umbrellas and stay out of the splash zone. Super Duper Cooper strikes again. Our sexed out insiders are spilling about some other naughty boudoir behavior SDC has been up to besides becoming an Olympian at pre-orgasmic water sports. Okay. It seems that he likes his female fans almost as much as he likes his steamy hot Hollywood girlfriends. And he treats both varieties of vixens with about as much of with about the same amount of respect. The well-liked Lothario scoops up the gals and spits them back out just as quickly, especially the ones who accidentally get knocked up because of his encounters. Guy's a low-down dog, though his puppy puss makes him seem so much more innocent. Mr. Duper Cooper even marks his territory like a man's best four-legged pals. He's been known to have his adoring fans line up against a wall, drop trowel, and go to town sniffing their derrieres. I've actually heard that before, too, that he used to do really weird shit to girls at, like, meet and greets and stuff, or, like, at nightclubs. Like, just weird sort of deviant behavior. And sniff their derrieres like they were at the Laurel Canyon Pooch Park. Sounds kind of hot, but kind of gross at the same time. Don't think this was just hazing for entry into the fan club. Cooper's famous ex-flame was also privy to this way too personal inspection. A bit too absurd for your prude tastes. We're more confused than disgusted, since SDC also likes to throw on some gay porn while betting his beauties. In fact, our too close for comfort sources swear his desktop screensaver is none other than a male member in its full pixelated, engorged glory. Is this dude bisexual or trying to cover up all the oft-blogging about gay rumors by romancing so many willing ladies? Either way, he needs to put on a leash before we turn back around to liking this lush lad. God, blind items back in the day used to literally be, like, they took riddles to, like, a whole nother level.
Yeah, like Dr. Seuss
times. Yeah, it was, like, whimsical. And yeah, there are more. I just didn't bother to write them down because they're all so similar. But there are so many blind items about John Mayer doing weird shit to fans and making every woman he has sex with watch gay porn.
Well, now talk about Perez, because when you told me this Perez story, I had no idea.
Okay, so John Mayer and Jessica were at, I want to say that it was Perez's birthday party. They were at a nightclub together. John came with Jessica, and John walked up to Perez and put his tongue down his throat. And it wasn't like a short kiss. It wasn't friendly. It was like, you're choke. It was like Freddy Krueger. Like, you're choking me with your tongue. It's literally in my esophagus kind of gig. Like, he tongue fucked Perez Hilton's mouth. I'll cut that out. That was too much. And Jessica just kind of stood there and waited for him to be done kissing Perez. And that was when he told Perez that he likes watching gay porn and that he can't have sex with women unless he has gay porn on in the background and he watches it while he's having sex. He had a very specific porn star that he was obsessed with, and he told Perez that he bought all of his, like, DVDs and that he owned all of his stuff and that he, like, followed him online. And Jessica was in the background like, yeah, it's so annoying. My little ball and chain here won't stop making me watch gay porn. And yeah, and he just, like, made love to Perez Hilton on the dance floor, basically.
I think one thing that breaks my heart about Jessica is that it seems like every relationship, even the one she's currently in, it's plagued with, like, cheating rumors or that whoever she's with isn't attracted to her because she gained weight. Like, there are just so many stories involving Jessica and these men that she's been with that just, they treat her like shit. I don't know how true some of it is, but it's just, like, a constant thing. Even who she's met, what's her husband's name? Eric? No, is it Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah. Even with him, they're like, well, she didn't sign a prenup. You know what that means? Big divorce. And they're still together. But this past, like, year, there were rumors about him cheating on her with the nanny. Yeah. Remember, like, the beach pictures?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You're right. Yeah, she is really, there's always really negative headlines that follow her relationships. And it just seems like her graduating class of pop stars, like her and Brittany and Mandy and Christina and those girls, they went through it in such a specific way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they all came out sort of similarly. I wouldn't say like with similar issues, but the men that they chose. And I think that's because of how they were presented as these, like, these, you know, young, just like barely 18, some of them virgins, like really presented as like pieces of meat.
Yeah, like virginal trophies almost.
Totally, yeah.
Other than Christina. Christina, they were like, no, this one's going to be our slut. And everyone's like, wait, what?
Right.
She was like, yeah, a year older. She was like 18 instead of 17.
Yeah. They're like, Christina's like a, like Christina's fucked, just so you guys know. She's not a virgin. Brittany and Jessica, or yeah, Brittany and Jessica, they're virgins. Mandy's literally underage, which, you know, didn't stop Wilmer. But Christina, yeah, she's not a virgin, boys. You can go for it. Like, it was really just like gross, you know?
So gross. So gross. And I think that's why I don't have pity for Jessica Simpson. I'm not trying to say I pity her.
Right.
But I do feel bad for her for that. Because since her and Nick broke up, nobody has talked about Nick's cheating ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nick bounced around. He dated, after him and Jessica broke up, he dated Kristen Cavallari, mm-hmm, who like apparently had a feud with Jessica and would prank call Jessica. And like,
yes.
Just a weird little side note. But then he also hooked up with like Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nick had his allegedly cheated on Vanessa more than once.
Yeah.
So it's like, nobody talks about him, but God forbid Jessica Simpson gains 5 pounds and then she is fat and unwanted.
You know, Nick and Kim was my first ever episode of Dunzo.
Everyone go back and listen to it right now.
Oh God, please don't. Jesus. If you do, don't tell me about it.
I do remember Nick and Kristen dating for a short time. And there were so many rumors that Kristen would just call Jessica Simpson and be mean to her.
Yeah, she used to do that to
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, she's into Lindsay too. Iconic.
Lindsay Cavallari is out of her mind.
Yeah. But yeah, no, nobody ever talks about the fact that Nick also cheated. The narrative is all, and you know, like, again, such a shitty time to be a young female pop star. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, what a horrific time to be a pretty young pop star who was a girl. You were,
and I
fucked.
Mean, she was what? She was divorced at like 26. Can you believe she was a divorcee at 20? When like, so was he, and he was like 30.
Exactly. And also, by the way, she was the fucking breadwinner in their relationship. Nobody ever talks about the fact that all he did the whole time that they were together was dope around the house and go to Lowe's and build fucking like plywood furniture. I mean, honestly, he didn't do shit. He was such a pathetic piece of shit while they were together, and nobody ever talks about it, ever.
Right. Yeah. Justice for Jessica. That's how I feel now that I am removed from the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad. I remember she performed at some show, some like festival, and they were like, oh, she's gained so much weight. She weighed like 115, and everyone was like, she's so fat now.
Never forget when she was a size 8.
Yes.
And it was like her world was over because she was such a fat hog. And people couldn't believe the extreme amount of weight gain. I mean, it was like, she has been put through it.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, then she opened up even about her like drug abuse, her pill. She said she did a lot of pills.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone was like, oh, so sad. I'm like, you guys are fucking horrible.
I know. And it's like, why do you think she was taking pills,
right, hello,
to deal with the trauma of being called fucking Miss Piggy in every single magazine
when she's pregnant? Like,
she's pregnant with a person. They're like, Jessica's worried about the, and then I, one of the blinds I was reading from the first year she was pregnant was like a weight loss specialist being like, the reason that Jessica has gotten so fat is because she should have worked out during the pregnancy. That is the reason that we've lost Jessica Simpson and why she'll never have a career, because she didn't work out enough during her pregnancy. And it's like, what the fuck?
I mean, I love that Jessica does have an empire that people don't talk about. Her shoes, her clothes, people don't really bring that up, you know?
Oh, right, totally.
But her public legacy, I think, is sad.
I think so too. It's unnecessarily sad. Like, it's just, it's just bullying.
People are still like, oh, well, she's just dumb. I'm like, she's not dumb.
Yeah. How can you be dumb and be running a billion-dollar fucking fashion empire? Do you ever read a couple lines about her and Johnny Knoxville?
Oh, please.
Okay, so a couple of these are around the time that her and Nick broke up. And then, you know, obviously Johnny was, like, next in line.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so I'll start with this one. It says, which skirt-chasing actor has been two-timing not only his wife, but the sexy blonde superstar that he's been cheating with? The horn dog was spotted making out with a lithe, young, lovely in front of the Mercer Hotel before checking into a suite for more naughtiness. And then this one says, which Hollywood golden couple is actually separated? While she was away making a movie, she slept with her co-star. He found out, and now he's living with his parents. And now she's living with her parents, I'm sorry. But sadly, he's been being blamed for their marital problems. And then this last one, again it never stops. Which U.S. starlet cheated on her husband with the co-star of her latest film? The newlywed lass allowed the man in question to have sex with her in an unnatural fashion, as she believes it does not constitute cheating. There are more blind items about Jessica liking anal sex than I've ever seen. It's psychotic. I guess maybe because it was so taboo in the early 2000s and then to talk about that.
I think you're right.
It's crazy.
I can remember, like, my friends and I, like, giggling about it, being like, can you believe?
Right. Yeah. And for whatever reason, I remember people knew that for some reason. Like, people knew, like, it was a message board kind of gossip thing that Jessica does anal. It's so crazy to look back on.
Again, justice for Jessica.
Yeah, like, gross. Like, what the fuck? How many people in Hollywood are doing anal?
Do you think she was more villainized than Britney in a way? I guess in different ways. Britney was called a bad mom.
Yeah, different ways. Britney's ridicule was, like, more relentless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think people actively wanted to see Britney die.
Yeah.
And they were, like, pushing really hard for her to die in a really theatrical way because it would make a good headline. I think Jessica is more comparable to, like, an Anna Nicole.
Okay. Yeah, Britney. I see that.
Just laughing stock, joke, point and laugh kind of gig. Not, like, we hope Jessica swerves off the road thing. It was just, like, laugh at her kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's dumb.
Just dumb, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that makes sense. I was just curious. Shall we get into the baddie that is Ashley Simpson, or do you have more Jessica?
Nothing real interesting. I'll leave you with one interesting Jessica thing that I discovered today.
Okay.
This is a fun little tidbit. This is from 2013. It says, Jessica Simpson and this A-plus list celebrity / rap star hooked up after he was brought in to maybe help her with some songs when she was thinking of going in a new direction. She made a confession to him, and one thing led to another, and they spent all night together. They did end up recording one track together, which has never seen the light of day. I don't know if he told his celebrity wife about it. And it's Jay-Z.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a rumor that Jessica fucked Jay-Z MTV TRL days, like back in the day before he even went really public with his relationship with Beyonce.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? If it's true.
Huh.
Yeah. That's all.
You weren't joking when you said an interesting one.
Yeah. Very random.
So Ashley Simpson, one of my favorite things about her, other than her albums, obviously, is her dating history.
Yes.
Troy, can I read to you the people that she's been linked to?
Please, this is pornography.
I hate you so much. I don't know why that, like, okay. Josh Henderson, Carson Daly, Gregory Smith, Tyler Hoechlin, who has been connected to a lot of celebrities, even though he's super hot.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, super famous, but he's been connected to a lot of celebrities. He's a celebrity himself, but you know what I mean.
No, I get what you mean.
Ryan Cabrera, my nightmare, Wilmer Valderrama, Braxton Olita, who was apparently
Is that her drummer?
He's a musician and vocalist from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, okay.
Or was. I don't know if he still is. Of course, Pete Wentz. Vincent Piazza. And then, of course, Evan Ross.
Damn, I always forget about Josh, the first, you know.
Who, like, broke up with her because she wasn't famous enough or something. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And know what he does now?
What?
He will, like, post things being like, I'm on Broadway in Nashville. Just so people come up to him.
Are you kidding? Wait a minute, are you kidding?
No. He'll post, like, I forget where he's from, but somebody DM'd me once and they were like, he'll just post things on his story being like, come to this ranch and be in my music video because I'm so famous.
Are you fucking joking right now? No. That's amazing.
Oh, I forgot to mention, she also hooked up with Ryan Phillippe and Travis Barker.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people forget that a lot of those songs from Autobiography are actually about Josh and not Ryan, which mm-hmm. is like so, because at the very, very beginning of that show, she's dating him. Like, he's mm-hmm. the coat, like, not, you know, Ryan, like, obviously Joe tried to use that show to be like a vehicle to make Ryan famous too.
Yeah.
Managing him. But at the beginning, it seemed like the co-star was going to be Josh, and then he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah. And it sounds like the way he broke up with her is because he wanted to be more famous or something.
That's so funny, because he left and then she became real famous, and then her boyfriend literally became famous because of dating her.
Exactly.
Like, that's so, the irony of that.
So I need to talk about the Wilmer Valderrama of it all. Okay.
All right.
Wilmer Valderrama is probably somebody that doesn't get talked about enough for his dating history.
Right.
He likes, I mean, now he's, I think, engaged to like a 24-year-old and they have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But for a while, he dated such young girls.
Yeah. And I think
talked about it too.
Right. And then he would talk about their vaginas. I think that the reason people don't talk about it is because he's only culturally relevant to millennials.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we know that he did that, and like, we remember, but it's like, we're the only people who care.
Yeah, and he's on what, CSI now?
Yeah, like, they don't even know that he was like, you know, that guy that everybody had. It was like a rite of passage to fuck Wilmer.
I mean, what, Mandy Moore? Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that he took Mandy Moore's virginity, allegedly, and was still dating, like, young girls up until Demi Lovato.
Right, and I remember I did a Wilmer and Mandy episode. Oh, my God, I forgot. And I remember reading about her. Now, I'm very protective of Mandy Moore. I, like, okay. really love her. I think she's just, like, the sweetest, most genuine angel, precious moments. And she, as a teenage girl, her whole entire fucking, because she, Mandy Moore was like running her website herself back in the day. Mm-hmm. And she was infamously one of the only pop stars who ran her own website. She didn't have like a webmaster or anything, so she would actually talk to people. Like, she would get on there and like talk to people in the message boards and stuff, and her whole life became defending her boyfriend, because the kids would call him a pedophile. Like, teenagers would be like, your boyfriend's a pedophile, you're in a pedophile relationship, blah blah blah. And she would have to go on her website and be like, please stop calling my boyfriend a pedophile, I love him.
He was
him.
What, like 22 or 24? He was like, yeah, yeah. And she was like 16. Yeah.
And she, that was like her life, having to defend her boyfriend. I mean, it's just like sick.
So sick. I think one of my favorite Ashley facts is that she wrote Boyfriend as a direct song to Lindsay Lohan about Wilmer Valderrama.
I know.
This man is so entrenched in my pop culture life.
Yeah, I know. I know. And then you think about the fact that he, like, I've read a lot about him being sort of, you know, the media likes to portray him, especially even when he was dating Demi. You know, it was like, oh, like, Wilmer is such a bright light in Demi's life.
Yeah.
Like, he protects Demi from drugs and you know, keeps Demi sober. And it's like, no, I've read millions of blind items and just news articles in general about him supplying his girlfriends with drugs. And you think about the fact that he was dating Demi, and then he was dating Lindsay. The track record is just rotted. I mean, it's really gross.
And even Ashley.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It must have just been like, well, my drug dealer's hot kind of thing.
I heard he has a really big dick.
Yeah, for sure.
So I have, unfortunately, a bad blind about Ashley Simpson from 2009.
Okay.
Get ready, Troy.
Oh, God.
You've never seen a happier group of people than the day Ashley Simpson stopped going to work on Melrose Place. A cast member told me it was like every holiday all rolled into one. Well, the cast of Chicago is probably counting down the days until Ashley leaves the show and gets the hell out of New York. Do you remember about a month ago when she started? They had a cast party to celebrate. Well, Ashley had her own private party within the party and told the rest of the cast they were not welcome in her area. Yeah, because she is famous, has talent, is a self-entitled ass of epic proportions. Hey, we have a winner. Well, on Thursday, Ashley was on the Today Show and couldn't remember her co-star's name. This is despite a month of rehearsals and a month of performances. Not even her first name. No one likes her and everyone wants her gone. Maybe she needs to do a show with Jessica. She seems to be about the only person not getting paid who actually likes her.
Honestly, I'm not surprised by that. Unfortunately.
Tell me more.
I just always read that she was, I mean, she got fired from Melrose Place because she was like horrible. And that whole cast like hated her, hated working with her. I've just always heard that she's like a brat. You know what I mean? Which I guess makes sense. Like, she doesn't treat like staff really well, and she's not really nice to like co-stars. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, I guess it makes sense. I wish I was surprised by it.
I have one from 2011 from Ashley and Travis. Okay. Travis Barker. I almost started laughing when I typed in this headline. I don't think Hollywood could ever come up with a more mismatched couple than Ashley Simpson and Travis Barker. If the reports from Star are true, then Ashley and Travis have been hooking up. This is just what Ashley needs to get her life back on track. Let's see. Travis has a bunch of kids and is constantly at war with his on-again, off-again ex-wife. Both of them are prone to dragging their fights with each other public and do not seem like the most stable people in the world. Yeah, Ashley needs to get right in the middle of that one. This should be brilliant for her if she wants to be tabloid fodder for the rest of her life, but not so great if she wants to try and salvage any remnants of her career. Pimpa Joe must have blown a gasket when he heard about this one.
That was like a thing to date him.
I mean, still is.
I guess it's true. Were you into him at all?
Never.
No, me neither.
I always thought like Tom DeLonge was cute.
Yeah, for sure. God, that just like brings me back. Like, it makes me feel like I'm in high school again to even be talking about him.
It's so crazy. Like, one thing about Ashley, to me, she's always come off as like the cool one.
Totally.
When she's just as thirsty for the spotlight, even probably thirstier than Jessica.
Totally. Because if you think about it, at least Jessica has ways that she can pivot. There are things mm-hmm. that she can do. She's at least made enough of an impact on culture that like she can pivot. Ashley literally can't do anything but walk around and dress up outside and call paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's sort of her career now.
I mean, she tried to have that show on E! That nobody watched, even though I loved it.
I loved it too. I thought that their relationship was really sweet.
So I saw a blind about the two of them saying that they switch partners constantly.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And I was like, well, that makes me a little sad, but if they're happy doing it, then that's fine.
Yeah, it seems like they would be, listen, they seem just very like they wear each other's clothes and like, they just seem really cool. Like, they strike me as a couple that would be like cool with it. Like, yeah, we swap partners. We're both a little, we both dabble in whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I love that.
Now, I was surprised to find out Ashley went to rehab. I know we talked about it a little bit earlier in the podcast. Right. But it seems like 2013 was a really rough year for Ashley.
Yeah.
And they actually had interventions for her, like, constantly.
Yeah. She apparently has a real big drinking and pill problem. And it's weird to think, like, you know, celebrities sort of become crystallized, like, when you don't see them a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we look at Ashley and think about, like, you know, 12, 15, whatever years ago, to think like she's just been like an alcoholic publicly for that many years. Like, who would ever know, you know?
Right.
It's wild.
So this is a blind from 2013. The family and friends of Ashley Simpson have been planning an intervention for the former singer and reality star because she is getting progressively worse over the past year and shows no signs of wanting to get help for substance abuse problems despite the need for it. Apparently, Ashley entered rehab for a few hours earlier this year and went through the check-in process before leaving shortly after saying she wasn't ready. Since that time, things have not gotten better and she is partying almost every night. Apparently, she is talking a lot about recording a new album, but can't find the time, and she is also spending less time with her son than she used to. And before this gets even worse, the family is trying to set up an intervention to get her some help. Apparently, her new boyfriend has not been included in the discussions, and some family members think he's making things worse.
I mean, I guess I can kind of understand, like, if she isn't working, like, I just, unfortunately, I can understand, like, the feeling of being like, well, I have nothing to fucking do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I have nothing to do. We've got money to blow through. I'm just going to get fucked up.
And again, to be honest, she is still, like, in the shadow of not only Jessica, but the Saturday Night Live of it all. Crazy. She was probably one of the first celebrities I've ever seen be canceled.
I would say so. Actually canceled.
Actually canceled. Because I mean, you and I have talked about it. I've said I cancel people for me, but I don't think cancel culture is real.
Right. Agreed.
She was really canceled.
She actually was canceled. Like, in a way that was so, like, violent for, like, a young, just, you know, no longer teenage girl.
And she had to wait for her show to premiere, which was what, like, 3 or 4 months later? Mm-hmm. For her to explain what happened. And what's, sorry, I'm going to go on a rant for a quick second.
Please.
Now everybody uses a backtrack. Justin Bieber will stand on stage with his mic at his knees and have his song playing in the background.
Yeah, and it's, I've always said that I think the Simpson family had the restrictions of the early 2000s working against them, like, hardcore. Because, like you said, she had to wait months for the show to air. And then she had to call into TRL to even talk about it months out. I mean, it's like, you know, now it's like Ariana Grande licks a donut and then she tweets and then her career is fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just such a crazy thing to think, like, that she had to live in that. That, like, really intense vitriol from the world, people being like, she deserves to die, let's burn her,
right?
For months.
Even with her nose job, people were like, oh my god, Ashley got a nose job.
Crazy. She said she was secure with herself. It's like crazy for, like, a kid. I mean, looking back, it's like she was a fucking kid. And it's wild that, you know, in our minds at that time, it was like, well, this denounces everything she's ever done. Like, every song she's ever written, every album she's ever sold, none of it means anything because she used a backing track on SNL. It's crazy to even think about.
I think about that a lot more than I probably should.
Right.
Because I think Ashley Simpson could have had a Kelly Clarkson career if that didn't happen.
Wow, what a good comparison.
Yeah. Not that their music's completely similar, but, like, you know, like, same, around the same time. And
yeah.
you know, Since You've Been Gone could be played alongside Pieces of Me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. She had some, I mean, Ashley's music is undeniably good. That's why I ride so hard for it, because it's so genuinely good.
Mm-hmm.
And it progressively got more interesting and more like, I don't know, it didn't, like, she had this big debut breakout album that was like great or whatever, and everybody loved it and it sold a million copies or whatever, and her music continuously stayed really good. Like, it's crazy to think what could have been had her career not been like stripped away from her, just like what we missed out on.
Well, her second album that did okay with like Love and
mm-hmm.
Boyfriend, right?
It didn't do as well. It definitely was impacted intensely, but it still sold well. And then her,
yeah,
I was gonna say her third album did terribly, but you know, it was like, it did awful, even though it was so good.
With Little Miss Obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I think is really interesting. So obviously after her first album, let's call it like Lip Sync Gate happened.
Okay.
And then her second album, she was relying so heavily on tabloids. So her career to me is like the perfect, or not perfect, but the early 2000s career.
You're so right. Yeah.
She played the tabloids better than Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it an album, and she made sure to reference like, I didn't steal your boyfriend, Lindsay fucking Lohan.
Right. Like, there was just a real, like, you know, people put her, like, her music and stuff in the same category as, like Hillary Duff mm-hmm. and whatever. And, like, and also Lindsay, ironically. But there was a real, in my opinion, like, a real sense of, like, artistry there, because she was writing all those lyrics, and they were clever. Like, yeah. You said, like, it was a clever way of releasing music. Like, that song itself is so fucking clever, and it was huge because people were talking about the comparison. Like, it was massive because people couldn't stop talking about the fact that it was so obviously about Lindsay.
So what did you say earlier? She's like the OG Taylor Swift with how she wrote her music.
Yeah, totally.
I could see that, absolutely.
And it's interesting to think, like, what, you know, as far as like her other relationships that she had after Pete, like what we could have been privy to as far as like the tea and just the good music. Like, it just sucks, you know?
For sure. I don't know. I guess looking at the Simpson sisters together and separately, obviously, they're just such a product of the early 2000s, and not in a good way.
In a really bad way.
Because even Paris Hilton, as we talked about the other week, she was able to reinvent herself as, you know, I'm actually smart.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Jessica came out with that, and I haven't read it, as I said, but everybody loved her autobiography. Everybody mm-hmm. was like, oh, she played it up and all this stuff. But people still think of her as the chicken girl.
Always. She'll always be known as this sort of flighty, dumb, you know, idiot who just fell into a fashion brand. It's crazy to me. I mean, honestly, it blows my mind that people can be so stupid.
It's so insane. And yeah, I feel like they're both such a product of everything that went wrong in the 2000s, and they weren't able to break away from it, really.
I actually have I don't know if you saw, like, NT always calls Jessica a number one movie star in Ukraine because just like so shady and mean. Because that terrible movie she did that was like straight to DVD, like, was successful in Ukraine for whatever
reason. Now, which one was it? Was it Dukes of Hazzard? Was it the one with Dane Cook?
I think that it was either the one with Dane Cook or like that one where she like went to the army. Do you remember that one?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Unfortunately.
From the Walmart bins?
Yes. Yes.
So This Blind says, it wasn't that long ago that this former A-list singer and number one movie star turned celebrity was doing an intervention for her sister. Now it is the turn of our former A-lister. She needs help. She is a mess and her marriage is even worse. It is nighttime soap opera worthy. So if you imagine, like, these two girls are addicts and competitive. I mean, can you imagine what the fucking family fights look like? Here's another one. This one's from 2014. It says, the former B-list celebrity singer reality star who is now just hanging on to fame with the help of her sister and some paps with nothing better to do, spent 4 hours in rehab last month. She went through the processing, went through the assessment, and when it came time to stay, she ran out of the place and has not been back since. So now she gets to be babysat by her family members.
Tina and Joe did a number on those girls.
I mean, can we talk?
And what's so crazy is a lot of the stars from the early 2000s, Britney, Aaron Carter, Jessica Simpson, I'm sure they're, or Justin Timberlake's mom, they all had these specific kind of stage moms.
Right.
Yes. Or stage parents. I won't put it all on the moms, but stage parents.
Yeah, unapologetic.
That just like pushed them at age 7 to be like, you're going to be on Star Search. You're going to go on Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, and they just so happen to all be different kinds of Southern, which is like,
that's funny. True.
You know, like they all had like these Southern parents. And it's crazy to think that like Jessica, you know, their intention was like, oh, you're going to be like a Christian. You're going to be Amy Grant. And then it was like, well, the industry likes that you have big boobs. So we're going to sex you up. And her dad was just like so chill with that.
There's something sinister about Joe Simpson.
Oh, he is. That man is just
rotted to the core.
Yeah. Like I just, oh, I think Joe is really weird. Like I think that he has done and seen a lot of weird things.
I would agree with that.
We can end with a fun Joe blind.
Yes.
Okay. This is a Joe Simpson blind from 2013. It says, the A-list celebrity and former B-list singer was shocked to discover that several people have the key to one of her places outside of LA. It turns out that somebody very close to her has let people stay there in return for them being nice to the person when they're in town. And nice means what you think it means. So Joe, you know, all those models that Joe photographs on the beach.
Right.
Letting them sleep, these fucking teenage twink boys, letting them sleep in Jessica's mansion. God, that family.
Justice for Jessica. That's how I can end this. Like I said, she's hasn't been able to rebrand herself. And
yeah,
I think maybe to a point, but people still look at her as that dumb girl who was 23.
Yeah.
And she's like, a mother now, you know, she runs a company. She has a book out. Like,
yeah,
but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And, you know, lucky for her, she's fucking rolling in money.
That's true.
And you know what? What I will say, the way that I will end my thoughts on the Simpson family is that this was the fashion thing was such a slow burn. Like Jessica was so fucking impactful with her style in the mid-2000s. She had so much impact on style and nobody ever gave her credit for it, even though everybody was trying to dress like her on Newlyweds. Everybody wanted to look like Jessica Simpson on Newlyweds. She started so many trends that became just like the trends of the fucking decade. And I'm so happy for her that, like, you know, in the long run, like it ended up becoming the thing that's her thing, you know?
Yeah. Finally. Yeah, you're right. I mean, and then there's Ashley who made everyone want to have black hair. So as I said earlier, there's such 2000s celebrities that impacted the whole decade that just don't get the credit for it.
They don't. They're two people that I wish, I don't know. People are just idiots. People have such selective memory. You know what I mean?
For sure. Like if you can get over all the shit Paris Hilton has done, Let's go stream in this skin.
Please. Like, please. You guys, can you guys be supportive of Ashley when she tries to make more music? Thank you so much.
We're going to end this on this question, Troy.
Okay.
Are either of them rotted to the core?
No. No.
I think their father is, but not them.
Yes. Pimpa Joe is for sure, but not the girls. Not the girls.
The gals are good.
Yeah.
The gals are products of their upbringing.
Totally.